Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Katrina Stirrett. Donald Trump has attacked former Prime Minister Kevin Rudd in an interview on British network GB News. The interview was conducted with high-profile British Conservative Nigel Farage, who said he wanted to ask about AUKUS and Rudd on behalf of Sky News Australia. Now, Australia's ambassador to the United States, Mr. Rudd, has previously described Mr. Trump as a destructive president who is a traitor to the West. In response to Nigel Farage's questions about their potential professional relationship if Mr. Trump were re-elected, the former president has suggested Mr. Rudd's tenure in the position would be brief.
No. Would you take a phone call from him?
He won't be there long if that's the case. I don't know much about him. I heard he was a little bit nasty. I hear he's not the brightest bulb, but I don't know much about him. But if he's at all hostile, he will not be there long.
The head of the UN's Agency for Palestinian Refugees has been refused entry to the Gaza Strip. UNRWA Director General Philippe Lazzarini says he was singled out as he attempted to enter Rafah to check on the deteriorating conditions there ahead of an Israeli assault.
I hear that Kogat said that it has been denied just because we have not filled the right form, or at least that was a public explanation. But be reassured that all the members of my delegation were authorised to enter.
Mr. Lazzarini alleges that Israel blocked him as retaliation for alleging publicly that he believes Israel's aim is to destroy the agency long at the forefront of relief efforts and education in Gaza. But Defence Ministry body COGAT has maintained he did not follow the necessary coordination processes and channels when requesting entry. COGAT has called the incident another attempt by the agency to blame Israel for their own mistakes. The foreign minister has signalled her intention to raise the case of an imprisoned Australian writer during her talks this afternoon with her Chinese counterpart. Dr. Yang Hengjun faces life in prison after his 2-year death sentence was suspended over national security charges the writer and the Australian government have always denied. Some commentators say there is unlikely to be any headway in the case, as there was with detained Australian journalist Sheng Lei, who was released by China last year because of the basis of the writer's charges. But the foreign minister says there are issues the parties agreed to discuss during their last meeting.
You and I also agreed on the importance of dialogue between our two countries, not just to take forward our shared interests, but also to exchange views on the issues that matter to us and to navigate wisely any differences we have.
The federal government denies opposition claims they are making it impossible to reach a bipartisan consensus on religious discrimination laws. Opposition leader Peter Dutton and Tasmanian Liberal MP Bridget Archer have both said they are yet to see the content of 2 bills that have been drafted on the planned changes. Mr. Dutton has even accused Labor of positioning the opposition as a scapegoat if the legislation is stalled or thwarted. But Attorney General Mark Dreyfus says those fears have no basis.
This is something that Australians have been talking about for a very long time. There have been some 10 inquiries since 2016. It's something that we've been consulting with the community about, with faith leaders about, for a very long time, and we are looking forward to working constructively with the opposition. We are aiming to reach a bipartisan outcome.
I'm Katrina Stirrett, and that was SBS News in Easy English.